Are you ready to turbocharge your sales? Then join me, Earth's thickest genius, Ian Genius, and the man that requires no introduction, but I'm going to give you one anyway, Uncle Mike Roberts.
All right.
As we take you on a journey of high-impact sales advice and madcap nonsense, this is Sell Like a Genius.
Oh, hello, I'm Julie. Oh, isn't the weather awful at the moment? All that rain. Oh, it's raining all the time, isn't it? And then, did anyone else struggle getting on this morning? Zoom was doing one of them updates, wasn't it? Oh, it's always an IT problem. And if it's not an IT problem, it's me tummy troubles, my dears. I've got awful tummy troubles at the moment. Oh, anyway, I better get on with telling you what I do. Oh, I'm out of time. Sorry about that. Hey, Mike, how you diddling?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. I just thought it would be lovely to have a lovely introduction today with someone that typically comes on to a networking event and then just uses their allocated time just to whittle about the sodding weather.
Seen loads of those.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not bothered. It's English. It's England. It's rubbish. Get over it. Right? Mm-hmm. We all know it's rubbish. There's no point. It's just rubbish. But yeah, this is the third episode now, isn't it?
Yeah, episode three.
Episode three of Sell Like a Genius. They said it couldn't be done.
About over 100 downloads already, so I think we're doing something right.
Yeah, we were weasels. It's going in the right direction. That sounds fantastic. I'm delighted. And we've got a special guest today, haven't we?
Who's that?
It's the most exciting man in all accountancy, Terry Bland. He's turning up in a little bit, so keep your eye out open for him. He's a very good friend of mine. He's a very good egg, old Terry. Yeah. Yeah, so he's great, old Terry.
Why haven't we had a song from you on this episode yet, Ian?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, Mike. Thanks for asking that. So, oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old gentlemen stuck in the lavatory. They've been there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. Does anyone know you're there? Or is the contents of your pitch so boring that everyone's lost the will to live and the delivery of your pitch is so bland that everyone's now doing their emails or they've just passed out? That's what happens. Don't make it so boring. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, Mike. Last time we talked about it doesn't matter what you say if no bugger can hear it because you're not enunciating, it's blurry. It's just said in such a poor way, but equally, it doesn't matter how clearly you say it if no one's listening because they've all fallen asleep.
Hello?
So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Brilliant.
Actually, I just turned my head. I've just, guess who's just turned up now?
Who?
It's your pal, it's my pal, it's everyone's pal. It's Terry Bland. Would you like to see him, children? Yeah? Would you like to see him, children? Terry? Terry, come here, mate. Yeah, just, can you introduce yourself? That'd be fantastic. He's going to introduce, oh, you'll love Terry. Here he is. Here comes Terry.
Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Bland from Generic Accountancy. And I look after all your accountancy needs. I look after your VAT registration and your P11 documents and all your tax returns.
Terry, you're still, you're alive, Terry. Terry, come, is he gone? I think he's, oh dear, that's awful, ladies and gentlemen. I think, much like the whole of the audience, everyone's, he's passed away. Poor Terry has. What a terrible shame. What a terrible, terrible shame. That pitch, good grief. That was exceedingly dull, completely unmemorable, instantly forgettable. If you want lots of conversations that turn into lots of clients, you've got to stand out and stay remembered. And if your pitch is so dull that everyone's lost the will to live, do not be surprised when no one's listening, so they don't come to the one-to-one, they don't go to your discovery call, and the whole thing just collapses in a massive, massive heap. So I'm sorry about that. It's really upsetting me that, as my very good pal, Terry Bland, that's it, he's disappeared forever.
Oh, poor old Terry.
Yeah. He's so dull. The most boring man in accountancy. And the thing is, accountancy is quite an exciting subject, isn't it? But he's somehow managed to strip. He's stripped all the energy out of it, old Terry has. So never mind, poor old Terry. But you must have been to networking events, Mike, where people have been as dull as dishwater and you found yourself falling asleep, going into the phantom zone.
I see it all the time. The 60-second pitch is terrible, or they don't even get to it in time.
Yeah.
Like you did earlier with Wendy.
Yeah.
It's just awful. So I think these types of little podcast mini episodes are well needed just to kind of give us the kick to say, look, use your 60 seconds wisely, right? And just get straight to the point and make it easy to understand.
Yeah. You've got 60 seconds. You're in a meeting for an hour and a half. You've got 60 seconds for you, for the love of anything, right? Make it count, right? And it does. See, you know, I like to reverse engineer things, and we'd all love lots of clients taking lots of services for lots of money. But right at the beginning, you've got to stand out and stay remembered. It doesn't matter if all your pitch is exceedingly dull, because if your first line is something like, I'm in HR. Good God, please say it ain't so. I feel like topping myself right now. Please, oh, not again. I help businesses reduce their gas and electricity bill. Oh no, please say it ain't so. I don't want to hear that. I'm so bored. Oh no. I'm not even going to listen to the main body. I'm going to go off and start replying to posts on LinkedIn. If you say that. It doesn't have to be I'm a VA. Oh, that's it then. I'm not listening. That's too boring. If your opening gambit is, I'm a VA. Oh, that's it. That's enough. I'm bored. And it doesn't have to be the most exciting thing. These are some of the lines. Would you like to hear some of the lines that I've heard over the years that have been in different styles, but they've grabbed my attention?
Yes.
Well, you can't just say that, haven't you? But, right, one of my friends said, if you need print quick, speak to Mick, right? And what would happen at the end of him saying it is everyone would join in. It was like the Peter Kay jokes where everyone knew the joke, everyone knew the punchline, and everyone joined in. So when he'd say, if you need print quick, speak to Mick, everyone would be mouthing if you need print. He'd burnt himself into their brains. I'm the fairy godmother of skin. Suddenly I'm imagining a character. It's not I just help with skin issues and boring and drab and dull. I'm the fairy godmother of skin. A few people have used this in photography, but the first time I heard it, I almost fell off my perch, right? This woman said, I shoot things. And I'm just imagining like some drive-by. And I was suddenly, but I had to listen. She'd grabbed my attention. She'd created intrigue. And then again, even if you're doing a subject that some people would deem as a little dull, like IT, something like I deliver technology without tears. There's a bit of creativity in it. It's not as boring. I'm intrigued. Oh, that sounds interesting. I've not heard this. And I can say, oh, tell me more then. The one I like the best, I don't know if you've ever heard this one, is I'm Ian Genius with an Ian Genius alternative to selling. Yeah. That's a lovely one. I can't remember who said that.
It's a good one.
Good egg. Mm. Always wore two ties, if I recall, because he wanted to look very, very smart. He did. He wanted to look very, very smart. But this is today's podcast. It's about you've got to stand out and stay remembered. If you think what it sounds boring, I can promise you everyone else that's hearing it will find it exceedingly dull. Find some way to add a little theatre. We've all heard like, I feel like chicken tonight. We've all heard that juice loose about this. They stick in our memory banks. They're a bit silly, they're creative, but they stick in our memory banks 20 years later. So add a little creativity. Find a way to stand out and stay remembered. So that's the topic of today's podcast.
It's a good, it's another nice little episode, that.
Yeah, nice little punchy episode, different subject, loads of subjects to cover. Sometimes I might do it will seem like the same subject and we'll go off in a tangent. But yeah, this one's all about standing out and staying remembered. Nothing to say? We didn't work out how we were going to end this, did we, really? We should have.
Why don't we go, bye, everyone.
Bye now. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, then.
Are you fed up of discovery calls fizzling out? Are you sick of settling for low-ticket yeses, struggling to charge what your service is truly worth, or gutted about being ghosted? Then join me on my next Turbocharge Your Sales event. So what was your line again? Because you're good with these little lines. What's the call to action from you?
Then head over to Ian Genius.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Then head over to iangenius.co.uk and register now.
Nothing to say?